Welcome to Vulnerable Perspective, the podcast where real stories meet real growth. I'm your host, Jared McCreevy, and here we dive deep into self-development, mental health, and the power of vulnerability. Together, we'll embrace the challenges, celebrate the wins, and uncover what it truly means to grow into the best version of ourselves. So let's get real, let's get started, let's get vulnerable. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, depending on where you're at in the world when you see this or what time of day it is when it comes across your play button, I guess. Yeah. Welcome back to the podcast, Vulnerable Perspective. As you know, my name is Jared. I am your host. I'm trying something a little bit different. I created an intro to the podcast, not so much for the video portion, but for the audio portion for people to hear when they're listening, like on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else they may be listening to it. So hopefully you like it. I would love some feedback. So by all means, please reach out to me on one of the platforms. Email me at vulnerableperspective@gmail.com and let me know your thoughts. I know it's been a hit or miss amongst the control group that I put it out to, but I tend to like it. We'll see. Maybe I'll change it if I can find something a little bit better down the road. But today I had a plan on what I wanted to discuss. I had some questions lined up that people had asked me, some questions that I had researched myself of what I would want to ask a coach or a therapist or a psychologist and get some details on. And I thought that might be a good way to go to answer some questions, some different questions, kind of all over the board. And last second, I decided instead of doing that, I was going to discuss more so why do people stay in relationships that they're not really happy with and it's not really healthy. Maybe they don't get communication or the communication that they feel that they deserve. They're not getting the love, the attention. They're just kind of just going through the motions. Maybe there's narcissism and manipulation and gaslighting. Maybe there's, you know, physical or emotional abuse. You know, there are things like that that are going on and they lack the self-worth and the self-respect and the courage to make the decision to leave. They'd rather go to what they know versus what they don't know, because what they don't know might be worse and they don't know. And so they're scared of that risk. So I have a list of things here of why people will tend to stay in a relationship when it's not healthy for them. And I have a little bit of details to go with each one of those. And then I have, after that, some stuff to kind of discuss on how to help somebody that's in those situations. There's different ways to do it. Not everybody's the same. There are a lot of similarities, though. And there are some very similar commonalities as to why people stay. So hopefully this will resonate. If there's something that I missed and you would like me to add it next time around when I go a little bit more in depth in one of the future episodes, by all means, please feel free to reach out to me and let me know. If you disagree with anything that I say, I would love that feedback as well. I want to get some engagement as much as I can that I can use to kind of feed off of for some good conversation and some bits and pieces that I can add back in. I am always willing to have a conversation, and if you can show me a different perspective that is better than the one that I have or different, but maybe more positive or more helpful, by all means, I want to listen to it. If I flat out disagree with you, then I flat out disagree, and that's fine. We can go our separate ways. We don't have to see eye to eye. My goal at the end of anything that I do when I'm communicating with somebody or with this podcast is just to show you that there's more than one way to look at things. And with that, I hope that I can help you see a better quality of life for yourself and your loved ones and the people that you're around. So let's get into it. So here it says, so people stay in bad relationships for a variety of reasons, often tied to emotional, psychological, and practical factors. And here are some of the common reasons, okay? So the first one being a fear of being alone, which I would imagine is a pretty big one for a lot of people. They're afraid of just not having somebody in the home with them. They may have kids, they may not have kids, but they're afraid of not having a spouse, essentially, a significant other, a better half. Even if that better half is not really better, if you catch my drift. So it says many people fear loneliness and believe it's better to be in a bad relationship than to have no relationship at all. This fear can stem from societal pressure or personal insecurities. So that societal pressure would be you see so many people together and they put on this facade of always being happy out in public when you know downright damn that they're not always happy. Right? They fight. Now, the good thing about that is that people that are struggling in a relationship, they're not airing their dirty laundry to the public. So if you see them out and about and they seem happy, they may be putting on a facade, but they don't want to share their problems with the world because their problems are just that, theirs, right? They're not the world's problem, right? So as long as they're working together as a team to face those challenges together, instead of one versus the other, it's them versus the challenge or the problem, that's the best scenario. The other thing here says is low self-esteem. So when someone lacks confidence, they may feel they don't deserve better or that they can't find a healthier relationship, which that's the one I probably tend to lean to the most for many people, is that they lack the self-confidence. They lack the self-respect, the self-worth, to think that they deserve better. So they think they're getting exactly what they deserve. And to me, that's what I try to preach to a lot of people, is life itself will in general be better the stronger you become, the better you become, the happier you become with who you are. You'll notice toxic people will drift away. They'll kind of fade off into the distance, become a background character to the point where they're no longer in your life, right? They'll try to drag you down. They'll try to make you feel bad for doing the things that you're doing, but they're not doing anything to better themselves. And you'll feel lonelier in those regards because you'll have less and less people, but the people that are left behind, or sorry, left with you, are a higher caliber, higher quality people. So moving on, it says here also that they hope for change. So people often hold on to the hope that their partner will change or that their relationship will improve over time. And this hope can be fueled by a temporary good moments or promises of change, which I hear this quite often, where people will say, well, they promise they won't do it anymore. Or, you know, I just hope that they will change and get better. You know, I can see the potential. And a lot of the times, you're not in love with the person as they are. You're in love with the potential of that person, right? You can see how good this person can be. Maybe they don't see it. And you're hoping that you can love them enough to get them there. And I've told many people this. This is not your fucking job. Your job is not to fix people, right? If you're a woman and you're with a man and you're trying to help him become better and you're trying to love him to be better and show him, and he's just manipulative and narcissistic and abusive physically or emotionally, right? It is not your job to fix him. Stop mothering him. Stop mothering. Stop nurturing him. Stop trying to care for him in those regards. You can still have love for him as a person, but stop putting yourself in a situation where you're constantly mothering somebody. If you have children, you don't need to add another child to the litter. If you don't have children, don't do that because you want children and you want to raise him as well. Like, that's, life is so fragile and so fleeting, and there's not a ton of time, and it goes by in the blink of an eye. So please do yourself a favor, do the world a favor, stop trying to fix broken people. It's not your fucking job. It's their own responsibility to fix themselves. And the more that we enable them, the more that we sit there and we coddle them, the worse it's going to get, okay? Focus on yourself, be better for yourself, right? And then find a better person that you don't have to mother, okay? And if you're a guy doing this for a girl, right, stop fathering, right? Stop trying to take care of, stop trying to buy your way through them to make them feel better. Stop, you know, taking the abuse from them. It's not worth it. Like, I promise you, life will be better if you stop trying to take care of people that don't put the effort in themselves, okay? The fear of the unknown. This is one of the things I talk about quite often as well, where people will go down the hallway through a door that they already know versus going around the corner of the unknown, because they can see straight ahead. They know what they're looking at. They know what to expect. And even if it's shitty, even if it's a horrible situation, a horrible relationship, they know it's probably not going to get any worse. So this is it. And this is probably the best that they deserve. So this kind of all ties in, right? To them, that's not as scary, right? Which is really sad. It's not as scary as the risk of something possibly worse if they go around the corner and through a different door. They would rather guarantee shit than risk a happier life because they're afraid it might get worse. But at the same time, they also, with that lack of confidence and the lack of self-respect, don't think that they deserve better. So they stay instead of going single. Again, fear of being alone, right? So they stay in a relationship that they're unhappy with, that's unhealthy for them because they're afraid of the unknown. Emotional investment. So after spending time, energy, and emotions in a relationship, some feel it's too difficult to walk away, even if it's unhealthy. So I've had people tell me I've invested too much in this relationship to walk away. If you're unhappy, if the relationship is not healthy, why would you want to keep pouring your time, the most valuable commodity, the most valuable asset that you have, right, is your time. And you want to just blow it all instead of taking what you have left and investing into something that's healthier and happier and better for you. Please help me make that make sense, because that does not make sense. This is another one that I hear from a lot of people, is economic dependence. Financial dependence on a partner can make it seem impossible to leave, especially if the person lacks their own income or resources. Now, I can get this to a certain degree. I really can. If you pretty much have given up on your job and your source of income and your independence, if your identity solely relies on this other individual, right, it makes it very difficult for you to go off on your own, because what are you going to do? You don't have anything. You don't have your own income. You don't have your own place. You don't have your own car. Whatever the case is, it makes it very difficult. And I get it. There are programs out there and there are people that are willing to help you. Men and women alike. There are programs out there and there are people that are willing to help you, no matter what, to get out of abusive relationships or unhealthy relationships if need be. In these situations, most of the time, they're abusive physically and emotionally. So there's programs and there are people. Please reach out. Do not stay somewhere just because you feel that you are stuck. Being stuck, being beaten physically and emotionally is not a good thing, and it's not a good feeling, and I get it. But I would rather see you go and maybe stay in a homeless shelter or whatever the case may be for a short period of time so you can get back on your own feet. You have it in you. You just have to try. Let's see. Children and family. This kind of ties in with a lot of them. People may stay for the sake of their children, believing that it's better to keep the family together even if the relationship is unhealthy. No. 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 I did that. Personal experience. I stayed in an unhealthy relationship with my ex-wife because I thought it was better for my kids and I didn't want to be a statistic. You're a statistic no matter what. One way or the other, you are a fucking statistic. So, do not stay for the children, because they will grow up seeing the animosity. Even if you don't do it in front of them, they are able to sense it, they will absorb it, and they will think that it's fucking normal, and then they will end up leading a very similar life. Do you want that for your kids? No, you do not. And if your kids were in a similar situation, you would tell them to fucking get out. Would you not? So take your own advice, take the things that you already know that you need to do, and just fucking do it. Okay? Plain and simple. Move on. Cultural or societal pressure, kind of talked about. Manipulation and gaslighting. In toxic relationships, abusers often manipulate their partners into believing they're to blame for the problems or that they can't survive without them. So I don't see women do this as often, and I'm not saying that they don't, because I know women can be controlling, manipulative, and narcissistic, and gaslight the fuck out of people. I had it happen to me. But you tend to see men do this more often than women do. And I first want to say that if a man abuses a woman emotionally, verbally, right, and you knock her down and you drag her through the mud and you make her feel like she can't do any better than you, you are a piece of shit. Oh my God, you are a piece of shit, and you are not a fucking man at all. In any way, shape, or form, are you a man? Okay? And I will gladly say that to any guy's face that wants to treat a woman that way. By all means, fucking line up at the door, and I will gladly talk to anybody that thinks that treating a woman like that is the way to be. You're not a man at all. So, do not stay in a relationship where you're being gaslit. Do not stay in a relationship where you're being manipulated, right? You are not crazy, right? The things that are happening that you think are happening are truly happening, and they're making you feel crazy for it. Fucking leave, okay? There's no point staying. There's no point investing in more time. No point investing your emotions. Just fucking walk away. Do yourself a favor and walk away. People like this need to be held accountable for their actions. And the only way to hold somebody that's manipulative and narcissistic, that gaslights, accountable is for them to be alone. Let them be alone and realize just how shitty of a human being they are. If people just stay the fuck away from them, right? Trauma bonding. Emotional highs and lows in toxic relationships can create a strong bond, making it hard to leave. That is true. When two people that have been through a lot of shit just kind of talk about the shit that they've been through, and then because they've both been through very similar shit, they bond over it, right? And that's not a real relationship. That's not a relationship built on trust and love and happiness. That's just a relationship built on commonality, okay? Take that trauma bonding out. Spend some time together. Hang out. Be friends. but don't jump right into a relationship with one another. You're just going to go through the motions, and you'll probably end up being traumatic for the both of you. So denial or normalization. Some people convince themselves that the behavior they're experiencing is normal or that it's not that bad. So if you grew up in a shit household where you saw these types of behaviors, there's a good chance that you're going to be in relationships that are very similar because to you it feels normal. Deep down, you know they're not right. Deep down, you know it's wrong. Work to break the cycle. Seek help, whether it be through a life coach, whether it be through a therapist or a psychologist, whatever the case is. Seek help. Rebuild your foundation. Rebuild your boundaries. Put the line in the sand of what you will accept and will not accept. And then go from there. Okay? So it says here, here are some things that you can use to support someone in a bad relationship or take steps to help them leave a toxic one. So I'm going to go down a handful of these. I'm not going to go down all of them. But it says, listen without judgment. Educate yourself about abuse. Encourage, but don't pressure. Validate their feelings. Offer practical help and be patient. Okay, so a couple of these. So like the listen without judgment is huge. A lot of people just want to vent, right? So create a safe space for them to open up. Avoid criticizing their decisions as it may make them defensive or less likely to confide in you. I've experienced this where I listened, but I didn't listen without judgment. And I wasn't judging them in general. I was just judging the fact that they were still there. So yeah, I kind of was judging them, but it's more so like, hey, listen, like this is not healthy. Like you need to make a decision. You have children involved. You're allowing them to see this in their sponges. They're going to think that this is normal. Like this needs to be your catalyst. This needs to be your jumping off point to say, hey, this is not right. You know, I do not accept this in my life and you need to walk away. And I've had people stay in those relationships because they didn't want to hear it and they didn't want to face that. And I've had most of them come back to me later on down the road after they finally did leave and thank me and they wish they would have listened sooner. And that always boggles my mind. It's like, okay, so you feel that you should have listened sooner. Why didn't you listen sooner? And then if we go back through that list, a lot of them felt like, well, I thought I could love them to the point where they would change. I saw the potential in them, you know, and I wanted to try everything before I left, you know, so that way I put it all out there and know that the relationship didn't fail because of me. And it's like, you knew it was done and you already tried everything multiple times. Staying an extra day, an extra week, an extra month, an extra year is not going to change somebody that doesn't want to change. Okay. So educate yourself about the abuse. It says learn about the dynamics of toxic or abusive relationships to better understand their experience. This knowledge will help you provide informed and compassionate support. So that's one of the things that I've worked really hard to do. So not just for this type of stuff, just in general, when I talk about like mental health and vulnerable perspectives, right, which is the reason for the name. People suck at communicating and regulating their emotions and having self-awareness and the emotional intelligence to discuss things without lashing out. And I see a lot of people struggle when it comes to like relationships with others as well as the relationship with themselves. So I've tried learning and people watching and reading and experiencing a lot of different things so that I can use these to help broaden my perspectives as well as show other people. I do not believe that people need to learn on their own all the time. Like there are some cases where it's good for you to go through shit to figure it out on your own, but we're never going to progress as a species, as a mankind, as humankind, as the human race. We are not going to advance if we just keep allowing the next generation to relive the same shit that we went through. So why would we not want to share the experiences that we've been through and say, hey, don't do this. This is just going to lead you down a path of depression and sadness and anxiety and fear. And you're going to be stuck in horrible relationships because you're not going to have any courage and self-respect and self-worth and self-value. Like, why? No. They need to make their own mistakes. They need to go through and experience it for themselves. No, they fucking don't. Like, yes, I will say a skilled sailor is not made by smooth seas, but there's always going to be some shit to go through. But there are certain things that people shouldn't have to go through, like shitty ass relationship after relationship after relationship, because they hate themselves and they have no respect for themselves. So they keep putting themselves in those situations. So share the knowledge, share the experiences, and help other people see the light sooner. That's all I can say about that. Anyways, encourage, don't pressure. Again, that's one of the things that I had struggled with in the past. I've got a lot better at that. Validate their feelings. So acknowledge their pain and struggles. Phrases like that sounds really hard, or it's okay to feel this way, can be powerful. So it's okay to not be okay. It's not okay to stay there. So you feel a certain type of way and you don't like it. Validate it. Feel it. Cry it out. Scream it out. I tell a lot of people all the time, if you want to call me and scream, right? And only a few people have taken me up on it, but I'm serious. It does help. If you want to call me and scream, call me. Let me know you want to scream. I'll take the phone away from my ear and you just fucking let it out with every fiber of your being. Just fucking screech to the top of your goddamn lungs. And then when you're done, I'll bring the phone back to my ear and I'll be like, okay, do you feel better? Do you want to keep going? Right? And then I'll have you tell me what's going on. Word for word, detailed as much as you possibly can. Just let it all out. Put it all on the table. Like, this is not all weight for you to carry. Okay? So that's how I help people validate their feelings. Like, you feel this way because of the shit that you're going through. Right? You can't control the other person, but you can control you. So how can we fix this? What can we do to move you forward in life to a better quality life, to where you're happier, healthier, feeling peace, love, and joy? Right? So be patient. It can take time for someone to be ready to leave. Stay supportive and consistent, even if they aren't ready to take action. One of the things that I will press upon you, though, is that life is fleeting. Life is fragile. Life is short. It goes by in the blink of an eye. I said that earlier. So while people may not be ready to leave right now, they need to understand the urgency of why they want to leave as soon as possible, because you never know when your life is going to be over unless you take it in your own hands, and I hope that's never an option for you to consider. So if you are ever feeling some type of way about a relationship and it's just not happy and healthy, take leave. Life is too short. I could pull out tomorrow on my way to work and get T-boned and be dead. We don't know when it's going to happen. Again, unless you take it into your own hands, please never do that. It's not worth it. A permanent decision for a temporary decision, a temporary problem is never worth it. But life is just too short. It's our most precious and valuable commodity that we have. And we spend it so foolishly. So it says, if you're in a bad relationship and you want to leave. So here's some things to kind of go through if you are one of those people that are struggling with some of this. Okay? Or all of it. I don't know. Acknowledge the reality. Be honest with yourself about the state of the relationship. Journaling or speaking with a trusted friend or therapist can help clarify your feelings. Build a support system. Reach out to trusted friends, family members, or support groups. Let them know what's going on and how they can help. Create a safety plan for abusive relationships. Identify a safe place to go if needed, a friend's house, a shelter, etc. Keep important documents, money, essentials in a secure, accessible location. That is huge. So if you have an escape plan, if you need to get out, you need to have the important stuff kind of tucked away so that you can use them to help you get away and stay away, especially if the authorities need to be involved. Memorize emergency numbers and have a plan for who to contact in a crisis. That is key. Seek professional help. A therapist or a counselor can help you navigate the emotional and logistical challenges of leaving a toxic relationship. So a lot of the times when people leave relationships, they feel bad, right? Even if it's an abusive relationship, they feel bad because they think that they could have done more. Like, what could I have done? And that's part of that manipulation, that gaslighting, where they make you feel crazy, right? They make you feel like you are the fucking problem, like that you didn't do enough. Trust that that's not the case. You need to trust that you did everything that you could, that life is precious, and that you don't need to be investing any more of your time and your life into trying to fix somebody who is not willing to put the same fucking effort into themselves or into you. It is not worth it. Yes, there are going to be some days where you're 70 and your partner's 30, or you're 30 and your partner's 70. Like, that's if you're both putting in the work. You're not going to be 100% every single day, but you're 100% of whatever you're at every day. So if you're 100% only 50 today and 70 tomorrow, then your partner needs to be 50 today and 30 tomorrow, right? To pick up the slack. That's how that should work. But if they're not putting any effort in, if you're putting 100% every single day and they're putting in 0% or the bare fucking minimum, move on. Move on. You're not a mom. You're not a dad to them. Move on. All right. Set boundaries. So this is where I tell people to draw the line in the sand. Build your boundaries firm and strong. Know what your acceptables, your non-negotiables are, right? What you're willing to accept or not willing to accept in your life. If you decide to leave, minimize contact with your partner if possible, especially if they've been manipulative or abusive. Use a mediator if needed to communicate. So if you have children, use a mediator. There are apps that you can get. A lot of states will mandate them through court systems if needed, if there's toxicity or lying and stuff in between or abusiveness. Okay, so use those apps if need be, or use a mediator, somebody that you can trust. It can be the authorities. You can meet at the police station to swap out kids. So whatever the case is, use a mediator and use other means of communicating. Don't allow them to call you and text you and blow up your phone. Do it through the app because the app is tracked by the states. Okay? Understand the cycle of abuse if it's applicable. So recognize that moments of remorse or affection after abuse are part of a cycle designed to keep you in the relationship. So they abuse you, then they apologize, they cry about it, they say they'll never do it again. And then they abuse you, they apologize for it, they cry about it, they say they'll never do it again. And then they abuse you, they apologize for it, they cry about it, they say they'll never do it again. That's the fucking cycle, right? Oh, they said that they won't do it anymore. Well, how many times have they done it before? Well, I've done it 27 times. Okay. So you think all of a sudden, magically, they had an epiphany after 27 fucking times, and now all of a sudden they're going to stop? Please, be honest with yourself. Thank you. Focus on self-care. Rebuild your confidence by prioritizing your mental and physical health. That is what I preach day in and day out. Focus on you. The better you become, the better quality of your life you're going to have, and the better quality, higher caliber people you're going to have around your life. That is the key. The better you become, the better your fucking life becomes. Focus on you. It is not selfishness for you to focus on you, because when you are at your best, and you'll never be 100% at your best, but you can always get better, right? So when you're getting better and better and better and better, the people around you get better and you treat them better. They treat you better, right? Your kids see better, right? They see the life better. They have a better quality life. They see you happier and healthier. Fucking focus on you. Take this time to focus on you. Be prepared for emotional challenges. Life is a fucking roller coaster. You're going to have them. Emotional intelligence, self-awareness is huge. So leaving can be difficult, but especially if you're dealing with guilt, fear, or emotional dependency. Remind yourself that your peace and happiness are worth the discomfort of change. You are worth the discomfort of change. Very fucking simple. And then lean on resources. So like in the United States, you can call the National Domestic Violence Hotline if there's physical abuse. That number is 1-800-799-7233. Or you can text START to 88788. Okay, so that number again, for anybody that needs it, is 1-800-799-7233. Or text the word START, in all caps, START, to the number 88788. Okay? Shelters and legal aid, local organizations can provide safe housing and legal advice if need be. A lot of that is free, okay? Our tax dollars go to paying for these resources for you. And then give yourself grace. Healing takes time. Allow yourself time to grieve the relationship, even if it was toxic, because each step forward is progress. So yes, you're going to grieve the loss of the potential of that relationship. If it wasn't physically abusive, but maybe it was emotionally and verbally abusive, right? But you saw great potential in the other person, you're going to grieve that loss of that potential and that family unit feeling if you had kids or if you're just that having significant other feeling, right? Grieve it, feel it, but again, go back to focusing on you. All right, so some empowering affirmations for leaving and healing. So these are a couple of things that you need to say to yourself. I am worthy of love that uplifts me. And now these may sound corny and some of you may laugh, and I get it because this is not normal for many people. But you've got to change the dialogue that you have within yourself. So these should help. You've got to repeat them to yourself. I am worthy of love that uplifts me. I have the courage to create a life of peace and joy. My strength grows with every step I take toward freedom. So those, I think, are huge. Those are absolutely huge. So in a nutshell, and I'll talk about this almost every single podcast episode, is focus on you. Focus on yourself. Do not invest time into a relationship with somebody who is toxic, manipulative, narcissistic, gaslighting, physically or verbally abusive. You are not their mother. You're not their father. You are not responsible for fixing them. That is not your fucking job. Your job is to focus on you. I will work on me for you. You work on you for me. Okay? That's how that relationship should work. So take that time. So this will be the end of the podcast today. I hope you all enjoyed it. I would love some feedback. So by all means, please feel free to reach out to me. I'm not exactly sure what the next episode is going to be about. I may do the questions. I may not. But either way, stay tuned. I'll have another episode out next Sunday. I don't even know what day next Sunday is. Next Sunday, what is it, the 19th, I think? Yeah, the 19th. 19th of January, I'll have the next episode out. So please feel free to follow along. I will be posting some content on YouTube throughout this week as well. I would love to have you go over there and subscribe. You can just look me up, Jared McCreevy, on YouTube. You'll find me there. I have a link tree with all the socials. But yeah, until then, you all have an amazing rest of your day. Have an amazing rest of your night. And we'll see you on the flip side.